This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday publicly warned Israel for the first time that the U.S. would stop supplying weapons if Israeli forces make a major invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million civilians have sought shelter from Israel's military campaign.
If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Biden's comments in an interview with CNN represent his strongest public language to date in his effort to deter an Israeli assault on Rafah, while underscoring a growing rift between the U.S. and its strongest ally in the Middle East. The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking the entry of vital humanitarian aid. Israel said it reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, the other main aid entry port, early Wednesday. However, the World Food Program says no aid has entered, and there is no one to receive it on the Palestinian side. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says aid groups are concerned about the security of the crossings.
Aid groups in the United Nations are warning of another humanitarian disaster if these crossings cannot be reopened quickly. Israel says much depends on the ceasefire talks. Its leaders say they're ready for a compromise, but if there's no deal, they are pledging to press ahead with this Rafah offensive.
That was AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. The United Nations says northern Gaza is already in a state of full-blown famine. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of displaced and exhausted Palestinians have packed up their tents and other belongings from Rafah, dragging families on a new exodus. Israel on Monday issued evacuation orders for eastern parts of the city before seizing the nearby Rafah crossing. This is VOA News. Turkey's decision last week to stop all trade with Israel until Israeli leaders reach a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is likely to hit Israel's economy hard, and there are signs Turkey is encouraging other nations in the Islamic world to do the same. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey's ports are now closed to all Israeli trade. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the embargo will only be lifted if there's a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Erdogan on Tuesday called on the international community to put greater pressure on Israel, a move that analysts warn will have wider consequences. Last year, Turkish-Israeli trade was worth nearly $7 billion, of which more than $5 billion was Turkish exports. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz condemned the embargo, pledging to find alternative suppliers. But analysts warn the Israeli economy will still suffer. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday condemned a cowardly act after a senior figure in his party was attacked, the latest in a string of attacks on politicians there. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Berlin Senator Franziska Giffey is one of the latest politicians to be attacked in Germany as the country gears up for elections in a polarizing climate. Giffey was briefly hospitalized after a man struck her over the head in a library on Tuesday. Police said a 74-year-old suspect has been detained and was previously known to police for hate crimes, among other incidents. They said the suspect is believed to have mental health issues. Chancellor Olaf Scholz condemned the act on social media as cowardly. The attack on Giffey coincided with an emergency meeting of state ministers. They're calling for greater police protection of politicians as the number of verbal and physical assaults soars ahead of European and local elections.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. A new report says 2023 was a record-breaking year for renewable energy sources. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
According to a new report by Ember, which is a think tank based in London, a record 30% of electricity was generated from renewables last year. Ember also predicts that 2023 was likely the peak of fossil fuel electricity generation. Hydroelectric dams produced the most renewable energy, yet droughts in India, China, North America, and Mexico meant that hydropower actually hit a five-year low. Solar power made up the biggest share of new clean energy with a surge in solar installations at the end of the year, and the report predicts that 2024 will see an even larger jump. China, the European Union, the United States, and Brazil together accounted for 81% of new solar generation in 2023.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.